Well, also joining us now is Lucy Fisher, who's the Whitehall editor of the Financial Times. Lucy, the Home Secretary Yvette Cooper condemned what she called disgraceful scenes of violence and thuggery. But how are the government and the police, how are they likely to respond?
Well, we know that Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, chaired his first COBRA meeting this morning after a sixth night of violence last night, including those fairly shocking scenes of masked rioters, surrounding and entering a hotel, housing asylum seekers in Rotherham. At the moment, they are insisting that they have sufficient policing capacity, that there are additional, public order trained police available to be seconded or posted to places that might see more clashes. And we know that there are more protests organised for Wednesday. And they're also saying that due to the decisions made about the early release of offenders in the first days when Labour came to power, they insist there is also sufficient prison cell capacity to lock up those partaking in this disorder, who are charged and held on remand until they face trial. So at the moment, the government's trying to reassure people that they are gripping this crisis. But of course, we've seen, a weekend of heavy activity and, criticism of the government's response is growing, as are calls for Parliament to be recalled to discuss this.
There's been quite a bit of focus, too, on something that's been an issue in this country, and that's the spread of disinformation online. Now, politicians can lament this, but is there actually anything they can do?
Well, interestingly, Yvette Cooper has said in the longer term that the government will be looking at what she called the wider legislative framework around this matter for social media companies. She signalled that the government may want to look at either broadening the scope or toughening up the Online Safety Act. But she also made clear that what we've seen in the past week is social media companies sometimes being too slow to act when they spot criminal content online that is already illegal, which they already face clear requirements to stamp out, and in terms of enforcing their own terms and conditions. So we know that conversations will continue with the tech companies, but I expect that's another area where we will see the government face calls to really try and grip the situation and force them to go further, faster.
I saw this morning the Reform leader, Nigel Farage, criticising the violence, but he's also the man who questioned whether the truth about Southport was being withheld.
Well, that's true, and I was very struck that Dame Priti Patel, former Home Secretary, and indeed one of the Conservative leadership candidates, making sort of veiled criticism of Nigel Farage this morning, saying it's irresponsible for politicians to comment on things they spot on social media without verifying those claims. And making clear how important it is that politicians use their language very carefully. So I think there has been a big backlash against Nigel Farage for the remarks he made last week, spreading potentially misinformation by questioning whether the Southport attacker had been monitored by the security services, and indeed, as you say, suggesting perhaps there was additional information that was being withheld from the public.
Lucy Fisher in London, thank you.